Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Hailing from the Sitsika First Nation in southern Alberta, the punk rock band No More Moments is celebrating 10 years together. According to punknormalactivity.com, Sitsika is located about an hour southeast of Calgary and is the second largest reserve in Canada. The name Sitsika comes from the Blackfoot word six and ika, literally translating to the words black and foot. The Calgary Journal wrote about the musicians. No More Moments formed in 2009 as a way for the boys to pass the time, especially since they weren't into other more popular activities such as hockey, powwows, or hand drumming. Described by Brian Lush, host of the podcast Rock is Red, their hardcore punk sound has proven to be as relentless as the band, who have given their public something to bang their heads up to. After years of being together, the title of their EP, Still Going, sums up the band's solidarity. The Rock is Red podcast from rockwired.com, based out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, host Lush observed, "In all of the time we've been doing Rock is Red, we have featured a punk band here and a punk band there, but we've never had anything as hard, heavy, and fast as the band No More Moments." Lush interviewed Carlin Blackrabbit, the drummer and vocalist for No More Moments. Blackrabbit comments about Calgary, "We have a really solid music scene in Alberta. We've been based out of the city. We've played with every kind of act that there is, heavy metal, death metal, and even folk punk. We've always been accepted wherever we played. Calgary is very diverse and very accepting." Blackrabbit comments about the band's EP Still Going, "We wanted to be as real and raw as possible. We wanted the final product to be exactly what we sound like. A lot of the tracks are live off the floor." Blackrabbit continues, "I feel like we told our story from the past couple of years. We've gone through serious losses. Lots of crazy things happened. This EP is paying tribute to all of the survivals that Indigenous peoples go through. I'm very proud of it." Future goals for No More Moments, Blackrabbit states, has always been to put out music on vinyl. "That's my goal for the next album," he says. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.